Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Coming up later this hour, going to give you the chance to win the baddest backyard barbecue for an upcoming Denver game. So we'll tell you all about that coming up a little bit later on this hour. Four down territory at 7:30. I think the biggest question that comes out of this rash of injuries that the Broncos have suffered, Jarrell Casey the latest, is does this now make this a free pass season for the Broncos? Is all the pressure off? And along with that, is all the accountability off? There's a team out there called the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
They've been hit very hard with injuries. You can go through the list of guys that include Jimmy Garoppolo, D. Ford, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Raheem Mostert, Jordan Reed just went down. And yet, they're 2-1, and they just hammered the Giants. Now, the Giants stink, but...
Well, they're right there neck and neck with the Broncos.
But are you confident the Broncos, with all those kind of injuries, would hammer the Giants? I'm not. So the question is that if the 49ers can do it, should the Broncos be able to do it? And Brandon Stokely, one half of the Zokely and Stack show, the Hardy Boys, disagrees vehemently.
That's where, what it comes down to, whether you before the injuries.
Yes,
whether you can overcome the injuries or not. Where were the Broncos before the injuries? We had them at...
We had them as a losing football team.
7-9, 8-8, right around there, right? They weren't going to the playoffs. It wasn't going to happen. They're not a Super Bowl contender. So they're not going to be able to overcome these major injuries to key guys at key positions. You follow that?
Yeah.
Like maybe the 49ers?
Sure.
You know, they lost their quarterback. They've lost these receivers. They've lost their best pass rusher. Why can they overcome them and the Broncos can't? Well... they are in a Super Bowl window.
Their starting point was a Super Bowl roster.
Right. They're more talented overall, okay? And they have a better structure right now than the Broncos. So it's hard to compare the situations.
Wrong. Couldn't disagree more.
I'm glad you said wrong. You go first.
Okay. Yes, the 49ers are a Super Bowl contender. And you know why they're a Super Bowl contender? Because they've drafted exceptionally well. They've built the kind of roster that is not only Super Bowl contending worthy, but when they get hit with injuries, they have the kind of depth to continue to go out and produce. Look, the Broncos 49ers dynamic is very interesting. 3 years ago in 2016, the 49ers were 2-14. Over a 3-year span, 2016, 17, and 18, the 49ers went 2-14, 6-10, 4-12.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos during that same span, went 9-7, 5-11, and 6-10. Basically starting from the same starting point, now you see where the 49ers are at, and now you see where the Broncos are at. It is a glaring, shine the spotlight on it, indictment of what hasn't been done around here the last several years when it comes to team building. And if anything, yes, I think you use the 49ers as an example of what should have been done and what hasn't been done and why accountability can't get thrown out the window just because the Broncos are getting hit with injuries right now. You go ahead.
All right, here you go. Here's a big difference. Just go to last week's game, Mike. They had only less than 100 yards rushing, like 96 yards rushing. You know how many carries they had, Mike? 35. And I just watched that game because I've got the Giants. So I just watched that game. They did not have a run over 3 or 4 yards until late in the second quarter. They had a 13-yard breakout. You know what they kept doing? They kept running the ball. They kept setting up their play action. They kept changing personnel groupings. And they kept hammering the Giants. And eventually, you know what they created? They created a bunch of explosive plays. Because they have an identity. We know who we are. We know what we're going to be. Dwelly came in at tight end for a guy who's the best tight end in football in George Kittle and absolutely torched the Giants. Why? Because we know what we are. We know what we're doing. We train our guys the same way. They learn how to play the game. And when we have an injury, they're ready to step up and get that opportunity and be productive. They've got a rookie right wide receiver in Ayuk that just went crazy with Nick Mullins being their quarterback. And I'll go back to 2017. One of the first games I did, and they were still putting points up on the board with a bunch of fourth string wide receivers running routes. And one of the first games I did, Jed York pulled me aside, the owner of the 49ers. I'm at their facility. And he just said, hey, listen, man, it was really hard to hear. When Kyle and John Lynch came in, it was really hard to hear. They flat told me, your team isn't good enough. Our talent's not good enough. This is going to be a 3-year process. There's going to be pain. We're going to strip it down, and we're going to build it back up through the draft and through smart free agency acquisitions. That's what we're going to do. And you know what? They suffered that pain, and guess what happened? They got a Jimmy Garoppolo trade, and, you know, they made some great moves, and they drafted offensive line. They drafted defensive line. They went out and got a guy by the name of Lincoln Tomlinson. And then when Joe Staley decided to retire, you know what they did? They went out and got one of the premier left tackles in a trade from the Washington football team. Because you know what they know? You dominate the line of scrimmage, and guess what? You can run some third-string wide receivers out there. You can run some fourth-string wide receivers out there, and you're probably going to be successful because you dominated the line of scrimmage, and guys don't have to win as many one-on-ones. Guys can be a little less athletic and still be wide open because everybody's eyes cheat towards the way we run the ball and the way we physically dominate you and all the motions and all the different formations and personnel groupings. But no, we're not going to do that.
Here's what I'm genuinely curious, and that's why I want to open it up to the texters on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, because I really would like to get a sense of where your heads and feelings are at right now in regards to this season. Have you already written it off? Have you already just said, oh, well, you know, we're born under a bad sign. It's 2020. What do you expect?
Right.
This season is over, and I'm not really upset about it. I'm not going to blame anybody. It's just poor buzzard's luck with all these injuries. I'm curious as to where you're at, Broncos country, when it comes to, is it a free pass season, or is it still a season in which people are being held accountable? Let us know. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. We'll get to that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Sylt Tahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Sylt Tahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Sylt Tahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Sylt Tahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Sylt Tahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
I think he's coaching a short deck here. They're well down into the practice squad now. They got a lot of JVs that have been promoted to the varsity here on this team. They had five guys active Sunday who were practice squatters at this time last week, and there's probably going to be one or two more brought up this week, you know, in light of the injury to Jarrell Casey.
There's our 9 News Bronco insider, Mike Kliss, who was on with us about 25 minutes ago. So we threw the question out with yet another injury. Is this a free pass season, or is it a season in which you as a Bronco fan is still holding this team accountable? So we asked for your reaction, got a flood of it. Here's a sampling. This one, season's over. It's depressing because even without the injuries, I still don't think they'd be very good. It's starting to look like this organization is completely incompetent from the top down, which is a bummer because I grew up thinking Elway walked on water. He's got to go, though. Coaches look pretty incompetent. It is sad.
Another one, no free pass from me. This has been an ongoing issue of this team continuing to slap a Band-Aid on their issues rather than strip it down in a full rebuild. Years of bad drafting is why we have zero depth. Let you respond to those. I'll find a few more here for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with all those things. They have done poor in the draft. They've done a poor job in free agency of filling some holes, and that's why you sit right here. And they haven't had continuity. They've changed. Like, there's always been this kind of, I don't know, philosophy or you know, as I always say, don't point the finger, pull the thumb. It's just been a lot of finger pointing. It's this coach, it's that coach. It's our offensive coordinator is the problem. Now we got plenty of offensive talent. It's the coordinator. We're changing them every year. What have we had? Five coordinators in 5 years? Is that correct? I mean, isn't that correct? Not only this is the first time the Broncos have gone, this is crazy because we've had terrible teams in the 60s. This is the first time the Broncos franchise has ever gone 0-3 in back-to-back years. And then I heard Tyler Plumbus on the drive yesterday say, by the way, we're going to be the first team in the history of the Super Bowl. That goes back to 1966, Mike. That will have won the Super Bowl and then missed the playoffs 5 straight years after winning a Super Bowl. Remember that Super Bowl window thing? Like, how does that work? Oh, people are saying, well, San Francisco is different because they're in a Super Bowl window. Well, shoot, we won the Super Bowl in 2015. Were we in a Super Bowl window? 9-7, 5-11, 6-10. Come on now.
Some more here. This is from Preston. Season's already a bust, but so were the last 3 years. I want to hear John Elway come out and call it what it is. We are in a full rebuild. Until he does this, I have no respect for Elway, and he needs to be the first person to step down or be released after this year. Another one. Guys, I'm a 40-year-old man who is a diehard Bronco fan. I was so interested in the last game that I did laundry while watching. Need to burn it down from the ownership down. Sucks, but at least my shirts are ironed.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
Good to hear from the 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
He's fat?
Got any more?
That ain't true!
Yeah.
Twitter.
Oh my goodness.
Is there any way in which you can give them a pass?
Me?
How about no?
Now you know how I feel.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Listen, man, the injuries are, that's tough. You know? That's tough.
See, I don't look at it, Mark, as, oh, woe is us, the season is over, there's nothing to see here, nothing to accomplish. I never thought this was going to be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they'd start slow. And all I wanted to get out of this season was to see if you've got the makings of a young core that can be shaped to be the next great Bronco team.
Right.
And you got 13 more games left. Drew Locke is going to be back. So you're going to get a chance to continue that evaluation. You're going to see if Bradley Chubb can come all the way back. You said he played the other day, in your opinion, at maybe 50 to 60% of what he normally should be at.
Mm-hmm.
You've got plenty more time to watch Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Noah Fant. Now, it stinks that Cortland Sutton isn't here, but I think the writing was already on the wall as to what the Broncos felt of Sutton's long-term future here when they went out and drafted Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler. You don't go out and draft receivers in the first and second round unless you think they're going to be really, really good. And if you think they're going to be really, really good, then you know at some point you're going to have to pay them and give them a second contract. What does that mean for Cortland Sutton? You can't go out and give second contracts to three receivers. He gave big second contracts to two receivers in Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, and that was a mistake. So
The writing's already on the wall with Sutton. Look at the other injuries. Yeah, Von Miller stinks, but we were going into this season saying that Von was playing for his Bronco future this year. A.J. Boye, Jarrell Casey, two-year window, Band-Aids. So what has really been lost? I would argue when it comes to the future of what they're trying to build here, not much. And that there's still everybody here who needs to be here to be evaluated to see if this thing has got some signs of promise. Yeah, we still got plenty of time to be able to watch them and evaluate them. So I don't think all is lost. Far from it.
I think, you know, I'll go back a couple of years ago. I think it's 2018. And I'm calling a Niners game in Seattle. And, you know, Seattle's a much better team. Seattle won, but the Niners still hung like 30 on their defense. And it was with a bunch of backup receivers, backup running backs, backup a quarterback in Nick Mullins. And it was funny because when I talked to Kyle Shanahan about Nick Mullins, he said to me, because Nick Mullins is going to make a fine coach someday. Essentially, he doesn't have the requisite arm talent in the NFL. And Nick Mullins will tell you, man, I got to rely on my neck up. I got to rely on getting the ball out on time and being sharp because I don't have the arm talent that is, you know, the requisite arm talent to get things done at a high enough level. So I have to really be on top of my game. But you could see how good he was last week. I know it was against the Giants, but you could see how good he was, how prepared he is, how sharp he is, how quick he gets rid of the ball. You know, unlike Driscoll, I mean, they've developed that. And, you know, all those young players, Mike, became prominent instead of being starters. They shifted back when they got better players into backup roles, but you know what they got? Ton of experience. And they found some guys in doing that that became good players for them. And, you know, and some guys kind of starting roles. I mean, they have had all kinds of different guys play the running back position. They constantly have four guys rotating in the running back position. So they developed and found guys. And you're 100% right. It wasn't lost. They realized what they had, what they needed, based upon all those young guys that got a chance to play. And, you know, Nick Mullins, because at that point, C.J. Beathard was the backup quarterback. And you know what they found out? Hey, man, when push comes to shove, Nick Mullins is a better quarterback. They may find that out here in Denver. Hey, you know, when push comes to shove, Brett Rippon's actually, because he gets the ball out quick. He has anticipatory skills. Maybe he doesn't have the great requisite body type of the NFL quarterback, but he has other skills that make him a viable backup for us. And maybe they'll find that out because I'm assuming, I know they haven't said anything, but I'm assuming he'll start on Thursday night.
I think it's as simple as this. If you really thought this could be a playoff team, then yeah, this is a lost season. But if you went in thinking this was, you know, a 6-10, 7-9, 8-8 non-playoff team,
mm-hmm.
and it was just about continuing to build something, then you know what? Everything's still in play.
Can I ask you a
Everything's
question?
Everything's still in play.
Who does the big board over there of the big board of predictions?
That'd be Richie.
Richie. Hey, Richie, take mine down to 3-13.
Oof. Good.
One more text here.
I'm 6-10 right now before the season and before the injuries. I'm going to drop her down to about 3-13.
Oof.
Here's the one. Top five pick.
You can protect, cover up the coaching deficit, but don't try to cloud us with the talent and injury propaganda. Signed, the ghost of VJ.
We're back.
We're being haunted?
That's obvious.
We're being haunted?
Mike, I really don't care.
All right, four down territory coming up. Then there are the Chiefs. That's next.
Be quiet. I'm answering the question.
This is four down territory.
Let's talk football.
Personal file, 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
That guy's pretty good. If you like 6'5", 230-pound quarterbacks, laser, rocket arms.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Ready, bread. First down.
You know, I was watching the tape. Last night, I saw the play kind of where it happened. You can see him reach for his hand and his arm. And I believe that was the play. It was some point there in the second half, I believe. And, you know, look, with a lot of injuries, you know, they don't seem as bad as they end up being.
All right, there's Jarrell Casey, the latest Broncos starter to go down with an injury. He's out for the season with a bicep injury. But the Casey injury, that's old news now, because there's another one to tell you about. We're hearing that Elijah Wilkinson has a leg injury and will go on injured reserve.
Are you kidding me?
DeMar Dotson, step right up.
Oh. How long injury
I don't know
for the
if it's,
year?
We don't know if it's a season one or a 3 week minimum.
Oh my goodness! I thought maybe we went on IR with hurt feelings. Well, the hits keep on coming, Mike. I thought they should have moved to DeMar Dotson anyhow. So, and I've always thought that Elijah Wilkinson should be a backup, but. It's tough. It does feel like you're snake bitten, doesn't it?
Fifth starter and 11th player on IR. According to Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, that's a total of $53.5 million in 2020 cash salary on IR. All right. That's the latest. Next in 4 Down Territory.
Second down.
Yes, he is trending in the right direction. He might be able to play Thursday. We'll decide that as we go through the week. And if he does play, yeah, he would be on a play count. You know, he can't get it a bunch of times, but he can play in there sparingly if he's able to go.
All right, there's Vic Fangio talking about Philip Lindsay, who possibly could be back. By the way, we're also hearing this, that Vic Fangio has made a decision on who his quarterback will be on Thursday, but apparently he's waiting to tell the team before he makes it public. Well, that's a change.
They're
right?
Young men, and they have urges.
I mean, it's going to be ripping.
Yeah.
If you're just staying with Driscoll, I mean, there's no suspense there.
All right.
Rippon's going to be your quarterback on Thursday, right? Can't be Bortles. He's only been here a week.
No, everybody assumed it was going to be Rippon. I mean, I think it's pretty much the worst kept secret. It'll be Rippon, and it'll be because, you know, he's when he came in, I'm calling the game. I'm watching him change protections. I'm watching him re-identify mics. I'm watching him look at, hey, man, here comes a, you know, edge presence over here. So let's change the protection that way. So some things that, you know, Driscoll didn't really have a grasp of. And again, you know, this is part of the criticism for how long have I been saying that we need an actual veteran quarterback in there with veteran eyes to teach young guys how to play. Not some guy that had 3 starts some 1 year, you know, that's been a third string quarterback that got an opportunity. I'm not talking about that. Do you know that Driscoll was moved when he was in Cincinnati? He was moved to wide receiver for a time, and then they had another injury and they moved him back to quarterback. That's how much they thought of his quarterbacking skills. That they moved him to wide receiver.
Shades of Jules. Julian Edelman.
Yeah, Jules.
That would be, if it's Rippon, that'll be 9 different starting quarterbacks since Peyton Manning rode off into the sunset. 9.
9 times.
9.
The Broncos.
Wow.
They've become a Bard Fest. Did you hear the worst records in football since the Broncos won the Super Bowl? It's like the Jets, the Giants, the Broncos, and I think and Cleveland, I think.
Ugh. Do not tell me that we're becoming the new factory of sadness. No! I refuse.
Hey, whenever.
I mean, as bleak as it gets, I will not.
Hey,
admit to be the new factory of sadness.
At the risk of beating a dead horse, because you know I don't like to do that.
No, you don't do that.
Did I not, at some point in this offseason, when everybody was all giddy about the victory lap tour we were taking here in Denver, because Colin Cowherd said we're going to win 11 games and everybody was doing backflips, did I not call us the new Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, you did.
Whoa.
Okay, Mark, you were right.
Sucks being right all the
next,
time.
Next in 4 Down Territory.
third down.
Make a handoff, short roll, throwback, left wide open, Eric Fisher, a tackle eligible, Eric Fisher, the fish jumps out of the pond and goes into the sweet nectar of the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City.
I don't know what to say.
I don't. I would.
That
like
just
Andy Reid is just finding ways to go, hey, we're so good. You know what we're going to do? We're going to start throwing it to our tackles. And we're just going to, I mean.
Reid was having fun.
Oh.
Did you see it? He was pumping fists with guys.
They were having fun. That's the, you know, that there's the difference. They're having fun playing football. It's just a chore for us. It's a chore. I mean, obviously, it's easy to have fun when you're good.
I can't believe they made it look that easy.
Yeah, the Ravens were the number one scoring defense in football going into that game.
I just thought it would be one of those classic cases of it's early in the season, you're the team that's hungry, you're the team that's trying to go out and grab what isn't yours. You know, I figured the Chiefs might be, yeah, it's early in the season, it's a little complacent, we can't match their intensity, but holy smokes. We got to play them twice? Well, the good news is they'll be overlooking the Broncos, as they should. So right. They'll probably be a little flat, a little complacent, which will at least keep the score close.
Right, they'll only win by 21.
The good news is they will not, like, wow, this is a big game, the Broncos. We got to bring our best. At least they won't be thinking that way. Which might make the results a little bit more tolerable. Next. And we didn't say anything about you know who, yeah. So we don't have to play the song.
Yeah.
Next. In four down territory.
Fourth down.
I thought we were trending in the right direction, you know, after last week. You know, we got to, like I said, we got to go look at this and figure out kind of what went wrong and, you know, figure out a way to fix it quickly. I thought last week he was very efficient and everything was... You know, he was doing a lot of right, better than the week before.
It's just Adam Gase is just under siege.
No,
says he's going to stick with Sam Darnold, who has three touchdowns and four interceptions. Do you know the Jets have not yet led this season? The Broncos have at
Welcome
least
to
have,
Bronco land.
No. The Broncos have at least have led this season. Not much, but they have had a lead.
The Jets have not led. Hey, man, there's always Thursday for the Jets.
There's always Thursday. Wow.
There's always Thursday. He's going to stick with the quarterback that he's ruining.
Wow.
I thought long and hard about it.
Is he ruining him, or is he really all that anyway? I mean, Sam Darnold, let's remember, Sam Darnold led college football in turnovers his last year at USC.
Hmm. He was the guy that that our franchise was really excited about come draft time, right? But didn't move up to get. When will he go into the Hall of Fame, Sam Darnold? Do you know? when his induction happens?
It's a good question. Will they all go in together?
Oh.
Rosen, Allen, Baker.
Could you imagine?
Darnold and Lamar. Will they all go in together or how will it be staggered?
You know what would be awesome? If at some point Gase pulls. What if Gase pulls, like in a 0-0 slugfest, Gase pulls Sam Darnold and Joe Flacco leads the Jets to victory.
No, Flacco is inactive.
Flacco's tall.
Flacco was inactive last week.
Yeah, but you know, you never know.
Oh, you gotta make, yeah, you're right. You gotta make Flacco the backup quarterback this week.
Right?
You have to. Oh God, if Joe Flacco comes off the bench and beats the Broncos.
White 80. A white 80.
Well, I will remind everybody.
Hot.
I will remind everybody at this point, literally 1 year ago, you said, hey, Joe Flacco is about 35th on the list of things wrong with the Broncos. He's playing exceptional football.
By the way, another thing I was right about. Oh, yes, I was.
You weren't right about that.
Mike, what have I been wrong about?
All right, well.
No, what have I been wrong about?
All right, we got to take a break. We'll revisit this.
Nothing.
I beg to differ, and I'll do that next.
Ever Broncos country. If so, Thursday night's matchup with the Jets may be the most important in the history of Broncos football. It's Vic Fangio's easily stoppable force against Adam Gase's very movable object. Who ya got Thursday night? For over 25 years, Denver's sports station is Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Hey guys, Mark Schlereth here for my friends at Ideal Home Loans, where first they listen, then they lend. Hey, my experience with them over the last decade plus has been absolutely awesome. I mean, I'm talking about integrity. I'm talking about getting you into the best product that serves you and your family the best, not the one that makes them the most money. It's not about that. All their salary-based mortgage specialists are there to make sure they're working for you. And mortgage lending right now, essential business. They can do most everything through Zoom meetings and online. And I tell you what, if you haven't taken advantage of these historically low interest rates, you've got to do it, man. Maybe it's consolidating all that credit card debt. You know, that high interest credit card debt, you can put that into your home loan and have yourself saving hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a month. Maybe it's a second mortgage. Maybe it's a custom term, whatever the case may be, custom term mortgage. They're here to help you do it right. Serving Colorado since 2001. I'm telling you, check them out. Where first they listen, then they lend. That's Ideal Home Loans. Call 303-867-7000. That's 303-867-7000 or find them online at idealhomeloans.com.
If your car's been in an accident and you don't know where to go, take it to Mankey. Hi, it's Alan Roach, and Mankey is the auto body repair shop I recommend. Go to mahnkeautobody.com today for a location near you. Locally owned and operated, Mankey Auto Body is proud to support activities in our community. Register today to participate in Brighton Rotary's Invitational Clay Shootout, October 3rd. Visit Brighton Rotary's Facebook page for details.
Hi, I'm Mike Sawaya, the Sawaya Law Firm. Any successful enterprise must have values and sustaining principles. Without them, we can't succeed. Our law firm, with a staff of 100 dedicated and talented professionals, have shared values and principles. We're proud to stand for honor, justice, and service, among others. And the clients who meet with us know that we practice them daily. Our clients are like our valued family members. Come see it for yourself.
Call 303-GOOD-LAW.
Men, it's summertime, and if you're like many men today, you've been cooped up. Maybe put on a few pounds and probably haven't been getting the exercise you need. This is Jeff for the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, and if you want to get back to the man you used to be but are feeling sluggish and down and just don't have that youthful energy you had, you might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, low energy, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and weakness. If this is you, it's probably time you get treated for your low T. At the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, we've treated thousands of men for low T, and we've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better overall. Plus, the treatments are highly effective for most men, and it's likely you'll see results in just weeks. So make an appointment and experience how testosterone therapy can change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call us today at 720-440-7900 or go to RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Attention SSI and other federal benefit recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child this year. You must provide the IRS your child's information by September 30th. Go to IRS.gov and use the non-filer tool by September 30th. That's IRS.gov. This message produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, Colorado. David Chemianski here. This segment is brought to you by U.S. Mortgages. Talk to us first.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
in case you missed it, Elijah Wilkinson becomes the fifth Broncos starter and 11th player overall to go on IR as he goes on with a leg injury. No word yet if it's a season ender or if it's just, minimum of 3 weeks he can come back off. It's a fracture, according to Mike Kliss, it's a fracture in his shin bone.
The old fractured shin bone.
I'll turn to Mark Schlereth, who has a ready glossary of health ailments that you've probably experienced. How long should a fractured shin bone keep you out?
I suppose, I don't know. I suppose it depends on, on how bad the fracture is. And I think a lot of times they'll essentially, put you in a walking boot type of thing and give you a couple of weeks. So it's going to be at least 3-4 weeks. So, at the very least, right? So anyhow, I would assume that that's what it's going to be.
Okay. And also the, Broncos, it looks like we'll be making a switch to Brett Rypien. Fangio, reportedly saying that he's made a decision as to who the quarterback will be Thursday, but he wants to wait to talk to the team before he goes public with it, which, I don't know, it just seems to me if they were going to stay with Driscoll, it just would have been, we're staying with Driscoll. But the fact that it's going to be addressed with the team first would indicate that there seems to be a change coming. Now, you said a couple minutes ago you have been wrong about nothing.
I said, no, what have I been wrong about? Maybe I did say. Did I say nothing?
Right. You said absolutely nothing.
Yeah, when I said that Flacco was playing, like he was at least your worries, he was playing well, everybody in this town went ape bananas. Like, oh, you're crazy. He's horrible. And yeah, he's not good, but he was the least of their worries.
I wouldn't say the least of their worries. He wasn't their number one worry, but
Mike. He was actually playing good football. He was.
Mark, need I remind you of the Thursday night game against the Chiefs in which Troy Aikman said, this might be the worst offense I've ever seen.
And what?
With Joe Flacco at the helm.
And what week was that?
It was right around when he was, according to you, playing great football.
I said in the first 3 or 4 games, he was playing really good football. Yes, he was. He had that game against the Raiders where he had at least three or four touchdown drops. Emmanuel Sanders couldn't keep his feet. If you remember that, he'd had 4 touchdowns in a 350-yard game. And then everybody would have been excited, but they fans point to the guy who's got the ball in his hand. I get that. But as far as that offense was concerned, Flacco was playing better football than anybody else on that offense.
So you're saying through the first like 3 games, he was completing about 69% of his passes.
Okay.
2 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Right. He should have been like 4 or 5 touchdowns, but go ahead, maybe more.
Averaging about 260 yards passing per game.
There you go.
Okay. The bar has
been sucks.
Come on. Well, I guess
in the context of 9 different starters since
Peyton. He was getting hit. He was getting sacked. Guys were falling down, couldn't catch the ball. Noah Fant couldn't block anybody. I mean, come on now. Come on. Let's be fair. I know that he's not the answer, but with that, let's not. That feels like you're giving John Elway and the front office a pass. I'm not. Their offense wasn't very good. The players weren't good enough. And like I said, Joe Flacco was playing better than the rest of the people.
I have to say and I know that this doesn't represent all of Broncos country, but I have been very impressed. When we threw out the question of the day, are you, with all these injuries, prepared to give the Broncos a free pass for this season? No accountability really attached now to Vic Fangio and John Elway.
the idea, right. Hey, what can they do? Look at all these injuries. And overwhelmingly, we've had dozens upon dozens of texts since I threw that question out about 45 minutes ago. Overwhelmingly, people are like, no way, no pass, no quarter given. Here's one from JC. No free pass for the Broncos. We don't have the foundation of a good team built from the inside out. We got a couple of shiny fast toys that make not a bit of difference. I'm so disgusted waiting again for the season to start to get served this wet garbage. Elway, Fangio, Shermer, all incompetent and need to clean house.
Yeah, I think that's the way the majority of people in this town feel.
EY in Aurora. Good morning. Morning spelled MOURNING.
Okay. Like good, your morning.
Like
get
your
that.
Morning. That's, see, yeah, good play funny. On words.
Yeah.
That's crafty. Good morning, gents. Poor drafting, bad free agency, a carousel of coaches and QBs. Let's face it. Joe Ellis and John Elway are morphing this franchise into the Cleveland Browns. Good day, sir. Let's see. It's a free pass because with no fans at the games or limited fans, John and Joe can't be publicly humiliated with Bronco fans booing or selling their tickets to Raiders fans.
Okay.
Or Chief fans.
Ugh. Oh, Mike.
Seriously, thank goodness, because if there were full fans allowed, I shudder to think how many Chief fans would be at Mile High.
Or how many no-shows.
The people would sell their tickets and they'd sell them to Chief fans.
Remember at the end of last season when there was like a 19,000 no-show thing?
Yeah, but they were playing crappy teams.
Right.
I'm talking about for an attractive team with a front-running, loyal fan base. Like the Chiefs.
Right. Gosh.
Oh, they're coming out of the woodwork now, aren't they? Oh, Chiefs King. What are they? Chiefs Kingdom? Is that what they are?
Yeah, I think so. They were all over me on Twitter last night.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
They were actually kind of wow. Man, they're really playing great, right? You know, I could just tell. And then I had a couple Bronco fans because I praised Mahomes and what they were doing on offense. A couple Bronco fans being like, well, why don't you just, you know, become a Chiefs fan? I'm like, you sound like...
Love you too.
You sound like one of the bitter fans that fell for the banana in the tailpipe. We have as much speed as the Chiefs. Now we can go toe-to-toe with them in a shootout. And I go, you got duped with the speed thing, right? You fell victim to it. And I, to one guy's credit, he was like, yeah, you got me. I did fall victim to it.
So on Twitter, you said nice things about Patrick Mahomes. Well, it may have been Twitter, but it still qualifies.
Yeah. I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and like how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
All right. We took care of our contractual obligation there. Here's one from John in Jamestown, North Dakota. Still going to watch, but I wanted to watch a young team struggle and then see if as a team, coaching staff, franchise, they could battle back and show growth, show depth that I as well have been complaining about through bad drafts and bad free agency choices. Well, now Locke is hurt. We won't get a complete full season with everyone around him. He already seems like he's seeing ghosts, and the entire team just looks defeated and overwhelmed. We're only 3 weeks into the season. Well, that's overly gloomy. That's overly gloomy, John in North Dakota. Yes, if you look at the injuries and just say, wow, look at all the injuries. Take a closer look at the injuries, right? Who among the guys that are hurt and are done for the season are guys that you really are counting on to be future core members of the next great Bronco team? Von Miller? We've already talked about Von as this was a make or break season as to whether or not he'd even be a Bronco next year.
Correct.
He's north of 30. Elijah Wilkinson?
Please.
Right.
AJ Boye and Jarrell Casey. Now, Boye is expected back, but, you know, Jarrell Casey. But even then, both from the moment they made those trades. By the way, trades that I thought were terrific trades because they gave up late round draft picks that probably wouldn't even pan out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you got two guys that could come in and help for a year or two. But everybody agreed. You and I both agreed that we were talking about Boye and Casey as kind of 2 year window guys, right?
Correct.
So at what point yet have we talked about a guy that really is a big part of the future? Locke's hurt, but he's going to come back. And for better or for worse, we'll get a chance. Probably there'll be a healthy amount of games, if he can stay healthy, to see what he can do. So you look at the guy, now Sutton, that one stinks because he figures to be a part of your future, or is he? Because you went on and drafted Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler. What does that say about the long-term commitment that the Broncos have to Cortland Sutton and the idea that they're going to give Sutton a second contract if they go and spend their first two draft picks on wide receivers? So I don't know really how these injuries have set back what they're trying to accomplish this year, and that is, what do they have in their young players? And what kind of upside does this young core of players have? Has it changed at all? Has that been severely impacted? No.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, you talk about Casey, you talk about Boye, rentals. They were rentals. And OJ Moody is going to get his opportunity, Mike. He's going to get his opportunity to play and play a lot. And you're going to see what kind of development he has. And that's probably a good thing. You know, you need other guys to step up. And at some point, shouldn't you just move Bryce Callahan back inside and say, hey, let's develop another young corner?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you probably should. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're winning anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. Elijah Wilkinson, they said, hey, some of the varsity guys. Well, Elijah Wilkinson should be a JV guy anyhow, or maybe even a C-team guy.
Right.
So, like, that to me is like, let's move on. You know what you found out about him? He's not the answer. You found that out. You knew that a year ago, or you should have. But you hoped some, you know, you hoped that you were going to find a way to fix it, or you're just going to be so fast and so dynamic that it didn't matter and Drew Locke was just going to make people miss. Well, I'm sorry, but it doesn't work that way.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.